Ave Maria. I'm Fra David with the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. In Medford, Massachusetts, where we had a conference on Our Lady of Guadalupe, on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I'm here with Joanette Bankovic. Joanette, it's great to see you.
Oh, Fra David, it's a delight and pleasure for me to be with you and with all of those who are watching us today.
Yes. Could you tell us something about the conference today?
You know, it was a beautiful moment for us to break apart from the busyness of our lives and to spend time with our Lord as we explored the mystery of His Mother, especially as she comes to us under the name Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we heard beautiful things today that helped to increase our faith and to give us an idea of the importance of our yes in this our day and time, and how God wants to use us to transform the culture and bring about a civilization of love and a culture of life.
Thank you. Now, your particular apostolate that you run yourself, what is the name of that? And can you also tell us about Our Lady of Guadalupe's role in that apostolate?
I would be most delighted. We actually have one apostolate with two dimensions to it. Living His Life Abundantly International, Inc. is, if you will, the mother apostolate, and that is our 501c3, our not-for-profit organization. And the mission of Living His Life Abundantly is to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ using all manner of media, which includes television, radio, the internet, print, any method that we can to use to get out the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Underneath that mantle of Living His Life Abundantly, we have a very special apostolate called Women of Grace. And Women of Grace is an outreach to women to affirm them in their dignity and vocation as the daughters of the Most High God and in their gift of authentic femininity. Our Lady of Guadalupe figures magnificently into this particular mission. In fact, she is the patroness of this mission, because the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe comes to us with Our Blessed Lady pregnant with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those who are familiar with Our Lady of Guadalupe, they will know that this is a living image, an image that happened on the Tilma of Juan Diego, a humble Aztec Indian. And it is what we would call a living image, because by all scientific proof, this image should have been destroyed probably 10 years for natural reasons after it appeared on his Tilma. But through the gracious goodness of our God, He sustains it. And it has been sustained since 1531. And Kodak says that this image is more of a film that glides over the surface of the Tilma. This indicates to us that Our Blessed Lady is always about the business of bringing Jesus Christ to the world. That's the call and the mission of every Christian. But by virtue of our gift of spiritual maternity, it is very particular to women.
Yes, so Our Lady of Guadalupe does obviously manifest that in a particular way. The missionaries struggled for a long time with vocations with converts. And when she appeared, there were millions of converts in the ensuing years. And that dignity, in your talk, you brought it out beautifully today about the grace and the beauty of spiritual maternity and the particular dignity that women have. And I hope that spreads and people take Our Lady of Guadalupe as a particular patroness in this. In the first apostolate, the mother organization, Living His Life Abundantly, is that more ordered towards healing? Or could you explain that for me?
Sure. You know, it is our fundamental belief, of course, as Catholics, that our Lord Jesus Christ came to give us life. John 10:10, if you will, is the foundational scripture passage for Living His Life Abundantly. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And this life that Jesus Christ invites us to participate in is His own divine life. We do that by virtue of the sacraments that are given to us, and initially through the sacrament of baptism, but then continuing through all of the sacraments that we receive. Every sacrament has a double dimension, if you will. The one dimension, of course, is to steep us ever more deeply into this aspect of the divine life, which the sacraments are all about, bringing us the life of God. But in addition to that, one particular aspect of that life that every sacrament is ordered to in its own way is to heal the human person. And by that healing of the human person, I mean the entire dimension of who we are as children of God, who we are made in the image and likeness of God, that we are certainly corporeal. We occupy a body, so healing for the body, but we're not body only. There is a soul, there is a divine and holy dimension to the aspect of personhood. And God wants to heal that too. And He wants to meet us in our travail, in our trials, in our struggles, in the woundedness of our life, in the brokenness of our situations. He wants to come and give us life there as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I know when you were saying that there are those two dimensions to the sacramental life, and that grace comes to heal and to sanctify. And, you know, we all have the wound of original sin, and so there's that essential healing that needs to take place. But even today, I think, there's an especial need for healing. We live in a very wounded age.
Yes.
And there's a lot of pain, a lot of wounds, a lot of hurt out there in the world, and there's a great need. And that's that aspect of the sacramental life, I think it's significant that it's focused on and brought out.
It is, and, you know, I think it's because the reality is that original sin leads to brokenness. You know, in its fundamental reality, original sin breaks union. It breaks the integrity of the human person, and the human person was made for communion with God. And in that communion, we were to be one with Him, in harmony with Him, in harmony within our interior selves, and then in harmony with everyone. Original sin breaks those unions. First, our relationship in union with God. It breaks the integrity of the human person, putting division within ourselves, and it also causes division and strife in relationships with others. The sad reality of our current day is the fact that people do not believe in sin. People deny original sin and then deny every reality of sin that comes from original sin, which is our own concupiscence. All woundedness flows from original sin, and all woundedness is caused by our personal sin, breaking with union with God in the way in which we live our lives, but also in the sins that are committed against us by others. And so it is to those areas of healing that the sacramental structure of the church seeks to bring us back into this union with God, integrity within ourselves, and in harmony then with everyone else and the world in general.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I wish you many blessings in both of these apostolates.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here today and speaking with us today. So,
my blessing.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you, and to you.
So this is Fra David on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and let's pray that through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she may give us her own soul and her own spirit so that we may magnify the Lord and rejoice in the Lord, and healing and grace can come to this world. Ave Maria.